To my enormously supportive parents.
Mom and dad.
My family.
To my auntie.
To Aunt V.
To Uncle Philip, Uncle Sam, my dad, my family, and everyone who's at my graduation.
Thank you!
That's LA.
Grazie.
Thank you.
Medase.
Merci.
For all of your love and support these past years at Cornell.
For acting like an advisor over the past 4 years.
Listening to me vent and complain.
For supporting me, even 1,600 miles away.
For late night phone calls and always knowing what advice to give me.
For supporting me all the way from Georgia.
For never giving up on me when I said I wasn't going to turn in that paper.
For all of your support and for listening to me.
For supporting me both emotionally and financially, especially when the cost of studying abroad is really high.
For supporting me throughout my college education.
Por ayudarme a lograr mis sueños con su amor y su apoyo incondicional.
To my parents and my sister.
To my sister Luna.
My brother Nick.
To my sisters Paige and Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you for countless late night Snapchats.
For being one of my role models, even though you're younger, you still provide me a lot of support, and I truly appreciate that.
For standing by my side in every new challenge I face. I wouldn't be here without your never-ending support.
For being my role model and always Snapchatting me pictures of warmer weather.
For letting me vent to you. Call you any hour of the night.
For all of your sacrifices, I miss you and I hope I made you proud.
For always coming to visit me.
To my grandpa.
To my grandma.
Thank you.
Danke.
Shishi.
For starting a Cornell family.
For always knowing my change of address and sending me the best letters and care packages.
To our friend.
To Luke Opid.
To Rebecca and Tiffany.
To our friend, Caroline Bennett.
Samantha Phillips.
Friends in Hong Kong and LA.
To each other.
Patrick O'Neill.
To my polo team.
To Allie. To Cornell Undergraduate Veterans Association.
To my squash team.
To my boyfriend, Ismael. Thank you.
Gracias.
For being the best vice president possible.
For helping me smile and laugh when Cornell sometimes get me down.
For always studying with me.
For watching every single House of Cards episode with me and every single Godfather movie.
For always knowing how to make me laugh even from across the country.
For being the reason we're friends.
For all of our study dates and laughter.
For tolerating high highs and low lows, sometimes all in one day.
For being my battle buddy through this last semester.
For keeping me sane during course enroll since freshman year.
To have somebody to sit next to in every class.
And for late night study sessions in Mann Library.
For laughing till we cry.
For being my family away from home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To the communication department.
To the communication department.
For always supporting us.
For giving a nervous transfer girl a place to call home.
To Andrea Pogue.
To Andrea.
To Andrea Pogue.
Andrea.
To Andrea.
To Andrea Pogue.
Thank you.
For always responding to my emails within 5 minutes, even when I was a scared freshman. Helping me with the transfer process. I was super scared when I first got here and you helped me through.
For helping me figure out what it means to get a job. And where to start.
For helping us become hashtag one community.
For helping me my freshman and sophomore year with every question that I had.
For the countless times you've been there for me, whether it's been through GroupMe, email, all hours of the night. Andrea, I couldn't have done anything without you. Thank you.
To Professor Sahara and Chris Byrne. To
Professor Christopher Byrne.
The Byrne family.
To Sahara Byrne.
Thank you.
For reminding me that I deserve to be here.
For wonderful New York and LA trips.
For always being there when I needed you and for encouraging me to study abroad 2 semesters.
For being a Patriots fan, I enjoy talking with you about the games during office hours. I loved it.
For letting me cry in your office during stressful times.
For always chatting with me in your office.
To Professor Lee Humphreys.
To my thesis advisor, Lee Humphreys.
Lee Humphreys.
Professor Humphreys.
Thank you.
For being our first communication teacher.
For holding my hand every step of the way through my thesis.
For making me a published co-author, a strategic thinker, and for making me want to be an amazing professor and mentor just like you.
I wouldn't have discovered my passion for research, and I wouldn't have been able to complete my thesis without you.
For listening to me in your offices all the time.
To Professor Brooke Duffy.
Professor Brooke Duffy.
For being my mom away from home.
For making our days better with pictures of your cats and roosters.
For giving me a college experience and a life that I could have only imagined.
To Professor Jody Cohen.
To Amelia and Jody.
This is Jody Cohen and Elizabeth Meyer.
To Jody.
To all the great professors in the comm department and especially my advisor, Jody.
Thank you.
For helping me know what it means to be a teaching assistant.
For being the most friendliest, nicest, and most resourceful advisor I can ever ask for.
For the incredible gift that was my Cornell experience.
For teaching us how to speak our minds.
Thank you.
To Professor Poppy McLeod.
My experience in the major would not have been the same and I would not have been able to complete my honors research project without you. Thank you.
For letting me to work with you under your lab.
To Professor Jonathan Schultz.
To Professor Schultz.
To Professor Schultz.
Thank you.
for making an 840 a class I actually want to go to.
For all the times you let me in your office when no one else would.
Thank you.
To Shane, the receptionist.
To Professor Barazova.
To Professor Chambliss.
To Professor Schrader.
To Professor Andrea Stevenson-Wan.
To my professor, Flaminia Cervezi.
To Professor Niederdeppi.
To Drew Margolin.
For keeping my life in order.
For encouraging me to study abroad and giving me opportunities in Italy that I never would have had.
For always keeping candy on your desk.
For being a great advisor.
For adopting me in Rome and keeping me under your wing.
For giving us hands-on application to the things we learned in cases and comm, and for teaching me about virtual reality.
For giving me an engaging research experience.
For your support and enthusiasm for both majors and including most especially the art.
Hey there, Kate Snow here at NBC News. I remember the day when I was in your seat, ecstatic, but also super anxious about my future. Well, I'm a journalist now, but there is no one route to your ultimate goal, and maybe there's no one ultimate goal either. I wish you guys the best of luck in your future endeavors, and congratulations, Cornell Communication Class of 2018. That sounds pretty good. Keep in touch.